Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian, and today we're talking diet breaks. Okay, so you might be wondering, what is a diet break? You know, why do they exist? Do these diet break things even work? Okay, things like that. So I'm going to share the fundamentals about diet breaks today, the fundamental truths, and tell you what you need to know about the purpose of diet breaks and also if they are worth considering. Now, diet breaks are a strategy typically used in fat loss situations, and the term has been thrown around a lot in recent years. However, like any nutrition strategy, you need to understand what it is and why it is used. Okay, so this ensures that you don't chase every bit of piece of advice or diet tips out under the sun. Okay, otherwise you'd just be like a dog chasing its tail. So as a sports dietitian, I've obviously got like the expert perspective of diet breaks through using it for myself, for my clients, and just understanding the science behind it. So I will share the one-on-one that you need to know before you even consider the relevance of diet breaks in your own plan. Because remember, I always preface this by saying, these topics that I cover in this podcast, I'm not saying that you have to do these things and it's not advice for you. You always want to seek individualized advice to see if it's right for you and if it is, how you implement it specifically. Because you'll be surprised how nutrition can look so differently from one person to the other. Especially from my perspective, where I like to think outside the box when I'm working with clients, it can really make a difference. So remember, don't walk away from this podcast saying, oh, you know, this is gospel for me. What Alexa said about diet breaks, I need to now do. Like, keep in mind, this is to guide you, inform you, and let you know about the truths behind some of these strategies that you may be hearing about on social media. So with that said, let's get right into it. So the first thing we want to cover is, what are they? Okay, what are diet breaks? Well, in a nutshell, to keep it nice and simple, diet breaks is when you intermittently break up your dieting, so to speak. Now, you're dieting in this situation to make it easy and because of the purpose of what it's used for, we're talking about calorie deficits. We're talking about a fat loss plan, keeping yourself under calories so you can lose fat. That's what we're talking about here when we talk about dieting. So diet breaks is when you intermittently break that up with periods of time where you eat at your maintenance calories. So just as a hypothetical example, let's say your deficit is 2,000 and then your maintenance is 2,500. Well, during a diet break, you'll be eating 2,500, roughly speaking. And during a deficit, obviously, you'll be eating 2,000 or whatever it is. So that's kind of like in a nutshell what it is. It's when you break up your diet with periods of time when you go back to eating at your maintenance. That is as simple as it gets. Now, the duration of which you'll do the diet break, that varies. Again, that comes down to customization. You know, at the most basic level, 1 to 2 weeks is the typical kind of baseline, guideline, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it can go higher. And in some instances, it can be shorter as well in the form of something called refeed days and that sort of stuff. But that's not a topic for today. That's something that I might do a podcast on at a later stage. So keep an eye on that one if that's something that interests you. But that's what diet breaks are. Okay, now, what are they used for? Well, there's been studies like the Matador study, for example, that have looked at the efficacy or the effectiveness of these diet breaks to see if it actually does help with fat loss and how it compares to a normal dieting kind of regimen where you just diet on an ongoing pace for a period of time and then stop. So what are they used for? Well, you got to understand that as much as like if you're listening to this and you're trying to lose body fat, your body doesn't actually like the fact that you're doing that. I mean, yes, like if you've got a lot to lose and it's for a health purpose, then yes, losing your body fat in turn will actually lead to you having better health and your body will thank you for it. But your body in the moment, so to speak, or especially if you're going to those very lean levels, your body doesn't go, oh, cool, man, this is fun. I love this. Party on. It doesn't do that. The body actually goes, wait a minute, you're starving me. What on earth is happening? I need to combat this. I need to reverse this. And what it does is it starts getting you to kind of experience metabolic adaptations. Now, metabolic adaptations have been exaggerated a lot of the time in social media and for the gurus out there. And things like starvation mode have been thrown around like hotcakes. You know, like it's, there's nuance to it. It's not as exaggerated as some of those out there would say. But at the end of the day, your body does experience this when you do ongoing dieting. Especially, this is pronounced if you do chronic calorie deficits. So things that are very much like close to a crash diet or a crash diet, where if you're cutting too quickly, things like that, the more you cut, the quicker your body will kind of start using these adaptations. And that could be like regulating your leptin. So making your leptin go down, which is the satiety hormone. So it makes you feel hungrier. It could be things like your thyroid hormone being affected a bit. It could be things like just overall your mental state being, wait a minute, I don't like this and I want to break off. So your drive, your perseverance, your grit goes down. And just things like that, like you start moving slower, you start burning less, for lack of a better word, burning less calories overall because of these metabolic adaptations. So one reason that diet breaks are used is that it's been kind of proposed as a way to combat this effect and minimize the adaptive effects that may occur for dieting. So by breaking it up and having periods of time where you're not really dieting and you're eating at maintenance, these studies have shown that there is potential benefits from reducing that metabolic adaptations and the impacts of that. But then a secondary thing that's not talked about enough, and it's probably, there's been actually some research to actually support that this may be even the bigger kind of reason that diet breaks have been proposed to work, is because of the mental edge it gives you. Now, you're probably thinking, what do you mean by mental edge? Well, that's just the word that I'm kind of using. But essentially, it reduces the psychological impacts of dieting. Essentially, you don't feel like this is a horrible time, or this is so frustrating, or I'm just keep dieting, like blah, 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 whatever it may be for your own individual self. And it kind of alleviates that a bit because you give yourself time where, okay, I don't have to diet as strictly right now. I can enjoy a bit of extra carb replenishment. I can enjoy a bit of extra, you know, fun foods. I can just enjoy having some more flexibility and some more room to move when it comes to my calories. And that psychological benefit can help with adherence. And that's like another proposed way of saying that why it helps is because the more adherent you are for a longer period of time, the better your results will be. Now, obviously in the studies like the Matador study, for example, so you can search it up, the Matador study, the Matador being an acronym, so you just, it's all in capitals. You'll see that the period of time that you do a diet, let's say it's fixed at a certain time, when you do diet breaks, it's going to be a longer period of time. So it's not like, let's say you're going to diet. Let's just say hypothetically, I'm going to diet for 10 weeks and I'm going to then diet with 10 weeks incorporating diet breaks. It's not like you're going to get the same results in that period of time. You still have to diet for longer, but it breaks up your dieting in periods of time and then hopefully reduces those things that we talked about, you know, metabolic adaptations and psychological impacts of dieting. Again, it doesn't need to be used for everyone. How it looks for your individual self will be different for person to person. Safety behind it will also vary. But generally speaking, you still got to make sure you're following a diet plan. So it's something that people, like another misconception. So now that we've talked about what it is and why it's been used, and we've also established that the research does support that it can work when done for the right person in the right way for the right, you know, right reasons. You got to understand there are some kind of misinformations that you got to understand. One of them, the biggest one that I want to share, is that diet breaks is just, yeah, falling off the diet or just stopping the diet altogether and just being like, yeah, cool. Okay, I was dieting now, you know, free for all party, whoop, whoop. And then you go back to dieting after a few weeks or whatever it may be. That is incorrect. A diet break is still a strategy. It's still a strategic manipulation and flexible, ideally flexible control over your diet. It's just allowing you more room to move, quote unquote. So it's not just going, oh yeah, I'm going to eat in a surplus. You still have to make sure you're eating at your maintenance. And that means it requires you knowing your maintenance and having the mental perseverance of knowing you can keep up with that without breaking up and going above it and going into a surplus, which is very easy to do, especially if you're doing it alone. So yeah, it's still strategy. It's not just a free-for-all. Okay. It's not just a break from your diet. It just allows you to have a bit of a break from the detrimental effects of a ongoing calorie deficit. Okay. That is kind of the premise behind it. So just keep that in mind. Okay. A lot of people get swept up with the whole diet break thing. They do it, you know, they hear it online. They just decide to just throw it into their plan without even considering if it's right for them or how to properly do it. And then, yeah, then you kind of lose your results and that's not what you want. Okay. So kind of, that's like the one-on-one. That's kind of what I wanted to share. Like I said, if you are interested in diet breaks and implementing it into your own plan, or if you're wondering if it actually is right for you and how it would maybe look for you, send me a message. Okay. Send me an email, send me a DM on Instagram, okay, at The Climbing Dietitian, and let's have a chat. Okay. You really want to ideally get some professional advice regarding this and get some professional coaching to help you through this. I'm not saying you can't do it alone, but just consider it if you are interested to reach out to me. We'll have a chat, see what we can go from there. But I hope now you understand what diet breaks are, what they are not as well. Hope now you understand why diet breaks are used and the purpose behind those two. And also, if they actually work, which like I've talked about, it's one of those strategies that have been shown in evidence to have some benefits. So keep that in mind. So if you got any questions regarding this, also let me know. Okay, if there's any pending questions that I haven't covered for you or something you just want to clarify with me, send me an email, send me a DM, whatever it may be. Let's have a chat and go from there. I don't want you to feel stuck. I want you to be in the know. Okay, so with that said, I'll talk to you next time. Have a good one. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.